The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I made healthy pancakes this past weekend, and they taste exactly like they sound. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show, brought to you by Kohl's. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Now,
explain what you mean by healthy pancakes.
So I followed this TikTok recipe.
That's where you went wrong. You started.
And
right there.
It asked for all of these natural ingredients, like, I don't know, there was almond flour and almond milk, and there was no sugar, no butter, no flour. Things that I normally put milk into pancakes. I normally do, you know, milk and I make this
baking soda.
And that was not the case here.
Well,
and
I did put
strawberries in there.
Which were good.
Yeah, they weren't good. The pancakes were sad and they sucked.
Yeah,
let's just be real.
Strawberries are your razzle dazzle when it comes to the pancakes.
Thank you, Anthony.
Not good at all.
Thank you. And my poor husband over here, DJ Automatic, he had to eat them.
But
I ate them out of pure love because it was like eating a soft hockey puck.
They had no flavor.
They were very dense, like heavy. Like if I would have thrown them at you, you would have felt it.
They weren't heavy like that. That's not true. They were like a fat crepe.
A fat crepe. We'll go with that. But they were nowhere near a pancake because a pancake is supposed to be light
and fluffy.
But, like, it's like, okay, one, I think we shouldn't be blaming protein pancakes. I think protein pancakes are good. I think
you know, I've made
protein pancakes.
They weren't.
Oh, no.
They weren't.
Dan's made protein pancakes before, and those are good.
Yeah, I have. And I don't know what these were. These were healthy pancakes.
That's an oxymoron. Well, how are you going to have a healthy pancake? Because you're going to put butter and you're going to put syrup on them.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Once we did that, they tasted pretty good, but I had to slather them full of fake syrup and butter.
I'll say this. My daughter, Ava, once she saw that her mom was making healthy pancakes, she said, Mom, I'm going to make my own pancakes. And that's when I realized that Ava hit a certain part of her life where she doesn't feel like she needs her mama anymore.
I don't need you anymore, Mama. And she made them nice and fluffy, sugar. And
all that meant for me is that I had to eat both pancakes to keep everybody happy.
But if your daughter's still saying, Mama, I'm pretty sure she needs you, Dana.
She does. She still needs me. And I will tell you, I ate my ugly pancakes, my healthy pancakes, but I did sneak some Ava Maddox pancakes in too. I had to have some of those. I understand getting healthy is cool and all that, but it has to taste good because I'll never do that recipe again. It called for Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
I had to put Greek yogurt into the pancake.
You know, all these people are super creative on TikTok, but that doesn't mean it's going to taste good.
It looks good in the picture though. I swear, the pancake looked great until you tasted it.
Even when you're adding the Greek yogurt, you're like, oh, this is not good. I've never heard that in my life. If I walk into a kitchen and see somebody adding Greek yogurt to pancakes, I'm walking out right now. Ew. At that point, you're like, you know what? This does not sound good.
Ava was outraged.
Yeah, I would be too. That'd be crazy.
She's like, was
I eat Greek yogurt pancakes? What is this, dude?
And it tasted
like Greek yogurt pancakes.
For some weird reason, I just got the flavor of cottage cheese in my mouth. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, it asked for either Greek yogurt or cottage cheese substitute. You could do either one. Okay, anyway, never again will I make healthy pancakes. It's all buttermilk all day long.
Thank you. If you're gonna do it right.
National Day, Anthony A.
Today we're celebrating one of the most common names in the United States of America. Shout out to all the average Joes and the ones who go above. It's National Joe Day, y'all.
All right, famous Joes. I immediately think of President Joe Biden, but I don't know if he's anybody's favorite Joe. Who's your favorite Joe, Anthony A?
Sloppy Joe.
Ooh.
Sloppy Joe.
Hey,
I like Joey from Friends.
Shout out Joey from Friends. He's a classic.
Somebody's got to say Joe Mama. Come on.
Joe Mama.
Joe Mama.
DJ Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
DJ Automatic, your Facebook friends are upset because of a wedding situation. You need to break the story down because I felt upset and I wasn't even there.
Okay, so this is the Facebook chisme here. Okay, the bride and the groom are mad because one of the best men, or what do they call groomsmen?
Groomsmen, yes.
He proposed to his girlfriend at their wedding.
No.
And so everyone was, I mean, they're upset because they're like, you're trying to steal our shine. But then there were some people, they've been together for 10 years. And so some of the people were like, you finally did it.
Yeah.
And I still think it's in bad taste no matter what.
Well, I mean, it was 10 years though. I am happy for her. But at the same time, they definitely stole the spotlight from the couple. You can't do that. That's her day and her husband's day. And that means the only thing people are talking about after that wedding, after all the money they spent, the dress she tailored, everything they did, they're talking about this. Because that's what we're talking about. It's in poor taste.
It's in poor taste. It is. But also, the groomsmen did it. If this was the bridesmaid who kind of set this up, I would understand it. But understanding man logic and the thought process behind this dude being like, you know what? Everybody's already in the mood. Everyone's already in love. We already celebrated one. Might as well just kill two birds with one stone.
You've had 10 years, bro. Now you're going to do it at my wedding?
He got caught up in the moment. He got caught up in the moment. And he's like, I got to do it right now. And we were more emotionally evolved, but we're not.
In all reality, everyone's winning, Dana.
If he had a ring, then he planned it. Mm-mm. It wasn't spontaneous. If he had that ring, then he planned it to do it at the wedding. Okay, and number two, there's just things you don't do. You don't wear white to the wedding. Speaking of Facebook, one of my girlfriends posted a photo of her and her husband and her now mother-in-law. Who is wearing white? You don't do that. To me, that means that the mother-in-law doesn't really like her new daughter-in-law. If she's wearing white, because my friend wore ivory. She's not wearing white. But they both had ivory dresses on.
Oh, okay.
And that to me is like a slap in the face to the bride.
Yeah, because she's supposed to be...
The only one. Actually, absolutely the only one. You know, an automatic, I know this is embarrassing, but I'm going to share it. We had the most beautiful wedding. You know, everybody's there. Our families are there. And my best friend stands up to give a toast. And he says, third time's a charm, Dana. I think this time it'll work out. Oh, my God.
I'll never forget that. I almost killed him.
Everybody knows I've been married two times before, but do you gotta say it at the wedding?
Yeah, that's not the good
one. I mean, the whole room stopped.
It got so...
looked at him like, really?
Awkwardly quiet. It was so just weird. And yes, we know, dude, we know. And he was right. Third time's a charm.
That's not the energy for a wedding. That's the stuff you bring up at the Thanksgiving dinner.
Let's go for a holiday fight.
Yeah, save it for a holiday argument.
So, yeah, that was just... And you know, the worst part is Otto's, one of his best friends, made us a DVD. It's on the DVD. I was like, bro, you had to put that in there? Seriously? Another thing you definitely don't do, you don't show up just for the party and the dancing and drinking. Who in the studio said that the other day, that they just wanted to go to the party?
That was me.
Anthony, you can't do that. You have
Why
to go to the
not?
Nuptials.
Why can't I just go for the party? That's what you want me there for anyway. I'm not trying to sit there and eat a plate of food or nothing like that. I'm not trying to take up a space in the little nuptials or whatever it is. I'm just trying to go and be what I'm here to do. And that's be a fun time.
No, you have to go see the couple say their I do's.
If I get married, I want to tell my friends, you're more than welcome to only show up to the party. All right? Only show up to the reception. You don't have to do the whole day with us. I just think that's ridiculous.
How about just skip all of it and just have a party, eh?
That's where I'm really getting at right now. That's the only part about getting married I've ever thought about.
No, Automatic agrees with you because he's cheap. He would have loved not to pay for anybody's food. Just show up to the party.
Nobody likes going to the nuptials. Nobody likes to sit there and watch that.
Anthony, yes, they do. When Automatic read his vows to me, there wasn't a dry eye in the church. Everybody cried.
The real sad thing is I don't even remember him because I was already hammered.
Oh.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm officially the person in the group chat that nobody cares to read what I send. When I send memes or funny reels, the only person that acknowledges the cat ones is producer Chewy. And that's because he and I both share a love for cats. Other than that, DJ Automatic could care less about my
that's
cat memes, my puppy memes.
That's what? An embellishment.
Yeah.
You're not completely ignored.
Let's start with problem number one.
Okay.
You send too many things.
Automatic, I do not send
you
too many things.
You overuse the group chat. You are the person, you flood it with stuff that not necessarily everybody cares about.
It's like fun.
Cat memes, don't care about those.
They're funny. They're to make you smile.
What you find funny all the time, not everybody finds funny. I mean, if you're gonna swing and miss, you're going to get ignored on the group chat.
Automatic, you're the one sending the most depressing news
I'm
of the worst
sending
news.
Topics for the show.
No, it's not.
They're topics for the show that we can all discuss and decide if we want to talk about them on air.
I think what we're coming into right here is everybody in a group chat, if you've ever been in multiple group chats, you know that everyone has their role. There's the Anthony, meme correct. Sender. There's, you know, automatic with the news, constant prolific news sharing.
Don't say prolific. Just say what it is. Depressing. Go ahead.
I think it's prolific topics. Okay. I think it's always polarizing things that like are like, whoa, Otto, that's what's on your timeline? That's crazy. But somebody needs to do it. You know, everybody has a role.
I will say my topics don't get brought to the air very much.
No, they don't. They're not going to be.
I think Chewy, producer Chewy in the group chat, him and Jesse are like continuous flow goers. They keep it going to keep it flowing. Me, yeah. I operate with a little bit of aura. I don't really respond too much. I'll look at it and be like, oh, I see.
You're calling that aura?
Yeah.
That,
you know what it is? You're too busy, Anthony. You just don't even like anything we send. You don't read it. You don't like it. No, you don't respond to it.
I'm a, tell me if you guys ever done this. I'm a mental replier. Like, I'll see it and I'll reply in my head and I'll go, okay, cool. And then I'll never actually type out a message.
Yeah, you're thinking, that was stupid. No. I'm not going to type
that. And that's why you're not typing out the message.
That's crazy. And I put my phone down.
Yeah, that's so crazy. That means you don't care.
That's kind of what I did to your article. Now, Dana, let's present to the people what you tried to share us.
What got ignored?
Okay, yeah. It was an article about learning.
Okay.
And
continue.
Being better communicators. Okay? Being better communicators.
And you're wondering why you got ignored.
It was radio homework is what she sent
us. It was not homework. It was informative. And I found it quite stimulating when I read it. And to be honest, since you say I send too much work, Anthony, I actually left Jessie out. I was like, I'm not going to bother Jessie. It's the weekend. I don't want to mess with her. And yesterday she felt a little bad because she was like, well, I was freaking left out of the group chat. So I sent it to her. She's like, I like it. I think it's interesting. Thank you.
Yeah, but you guys
are
both.
She was standing face to face with you.
Yeah,
she was
standing
with us this weekend. She was like, ignore.
I think so. I think Dana and Jessie are both the overachieving type. So they would.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you guys, respectfully, it's a compliment. My mother's one too. And it's like, you guys will do this on your free time. You guys will read and try to enlighten yourself. And it's beautiful. We all need it. The team needs it. And it's cool. Me and Automatic and maybe Producer Chewy.
Underachievers?
Yes. I'll say it. I like to
underachieve. I think I just have different tastes than you do.
Nah, not for me. Because like when Dana sent that article, it gave me the feeling of, you ever remember being in school and the one kid was like, hey, do we have homework tonight? And the teacher forgot. That's the vibe it gave me. And that's
Who told you about my classroom?
Oh, I knew that was you. I knew that was you.
I was a kid. Can we get extra homework for extra credit?
Who invited her?
And I married her.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
It's been a minute since Kendrick Lamar's big game performance, but we just found out that he received a lot of complaints to the FCC. So what were people mad about? We'll tell you right now after Anthony gives us famous people's birthdays.
We have director Quentin Tarantino celebrating his birthday. We also have Fergie, Mariah Carey, and Hailey Bailey.
Oh, the new Little Mermaid.
Yes.
I want to be where the people are.
All right, so Kendrick Lamar's big game performance garnered about 125 FCC complaints.
Does everyone know what an FCC complaint is?
Well, it's the Federal Communication Commission, and they oversee what we do on the radio. They oversee what you do on TV. That way, you can be sure that kiddos can listen, right? Everything's edited. And here are the complaints, because I watched it, and I was like, what could people be complaining about? They didn't like the split American flag. Oh, okay. The crotch grabbing that Kendrick Lamar did. And one call was specifically tired of the Drake beef. Drake, stay off the phone. Why are you calling him? I'm just kidding. There was really nothing to complain about.
It was
about.
Actually 10 calls that were about the Drake beef.
Whatever. It was Drake, his mom, his dad.
J-Lo and Shakira have more?
I think they only had 100. I think Kendrick beat them.
I don't think so. I'm sure that J-Lo and Shakira were one of the most complained about showcases ever, and they didn't even do anything but dance and play instruments.
You know what? Here's the thing:
you can't worry about their body type. That's
the type of people who send in complaints anyway. Like, you were already going to do that.
It doesn't even matter, right?
Bro, yeah, I don't agree at all. And then to complain about Kendrick Lamar and the crotch grabbing is crazy when football is nothing but butt slapping.
Yeah, it's nothing but butt slapping. And he was wearing ladies' pants. There was nobody being aggressive on that stage.
And I was way off. J-Lo and Shakira got 1,312 complaints.
Yeah, I know. I think they were one of the most complained about shows. Kendrick Lamar, in my opinion, had a great show. He did what he does best. He showed off his lyrics. And of course, what most people wanted to know, are you going to talk about Drake? That's why it was the most watched Super Bowl halftime show of all time, and he did not disappoint. He did. Well, he disappointed those 10 people that called, and that's about it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Oh my gosh, this man's entire life has been shattered. His wife was diagnosed with an illness. They've been married 6 years, and so doctors asked him, to do some tests to see if his kidney matched. I mean, you know, probability not very high. Well, turns out they're brother and sister.
What?
Yeah. Remember I said they've been married 6 years?
No wonder they had so much in common.
Aye, automatic. Anyway, he's devastated. Now, of course, she's happy because she got a match, but I'm kidding. This is a big deal. So now he doesn't know what to do because he's married to his biological sister, but legally, they're not related because he was adopted.
Damn.
And their two children are fine.
Wait a minute. They don't have any problems? They're not missing any chromosomes or anything?
No, no, no. So that doesn't always happen. I mean, look at the royal family. They're just ugly. A lot of incest.
With royal oh, for real?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know that? Yeah.
No.
That royal blood doesn't go far outside the family.
What? No. I didn't know that's what's going on with the tea.
Why do you think Meghan Markle is such a catch?
Because she's out the pond.
Yeah, exactly.
They're literally swimming in the same pond.
Oh, that's the most disturbing thing I learned all day about the royal family. Gross. All right. Well, something not as disgusting. All right. In China, it's raining worms.
What?
Yeah, earthworms. Ew. Earthworms who they say might have been picked up from a recent storm and the heavy winds carry them are now dropping in China on the small province in there. And look in the sky. Yeah, worms are falling.
When I was little, living in small town West Texas, caterpillars would come out and they'd be all over our walls and I would squish them with my finger and draw.
Still not as nasty as the royal family.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Pizza Hut is bringing one of my favorites back, and I think you're going to love it too. Automax got all the deets inside food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show, brought to you by Kohl's. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Spicy Nugget.
Aliyah Chavez, the top-rated women's basketball recruit in the country, committed to...
to make this my home and bring the national championship to the city of Norwich.
Yeah! Oh, you. Oh, you. Okay.
Congrats to her.
I'm excited for her. I know some people were upset because she's from a very tight-knit community. Lubbock, Texas. You know, West Texas. And folks want her to represent and stay in Lubbock. But you got to go. You got to grow. And you got to go where the money's at.
There you go.
And that's what I love seeing about her. She represents the culture so well. She's a phenomenal player. And most importantly, she hit me up. She's like, Dana, I listen to the Down of the DM every day. Can I be on the Down of the DM? Yes, Aliyah Chavez. Girl, I'm proud of her beyond proud. I bet her parents are just beaming.
I went through her accolades. She got a McDonald's All-American. She was a Gatorade Player of the Year twice. She's going to be the future of women's basketball.
I think
watch
so,
out,
too.
Caitlin.
That sounds pretty accurate, what you said. Who's been screaming that for 2 years?
Anthony's been telling us, we got to get this chick, Aliyah Chavez, on the show.
2 years.
So I'm from New Mexico originally, and I followed Aliyah through Bella Hines, who's going to be at LSU.
Yeah.
And I've been literally telling people about Aliyah Chavez for the past 2 years, since her sophomore season, and doesn't even acknowledge me once. That's crazy. And then on top of it, she's a fan.
All you had to tell me was she scores 35 points a game.
I tried telling you guys. I was yelling at you guys. Y'all need to check about this girl. And you're like, no. This and that. I'm like, yo. I'll say the greatest calls I've ever had in my radio career have been Post Malone and Aliyah Chavez. So shout out to Aliyah. But yeah.
And neither one of them follows you.
Nope, none of them. But hey,
we love you, girl. Seriously, thank you so much for representing. Hit me up and let's get you on for a real conversation here.
Let's go.
Food news, DJ Automatic.
Pizza Hut's bringing back the Cheesy Bites pizza.
Oh my gosh, yes. That's good.
And
stuff.
They doubled down and made it even better because now they have the Ranch Lovers Flight. 3 different styles of ranch. They got Ultimate Ranch, Pepperoni Ranch, and Chipotle Ranch.
Oh no, but you know you tear them things off the crust. It's like little cheesy crust bites.
Is that what you're describing? Like little terrible pizza
bites?
Terrible
the
crust is actually terrible. They're cheese bites on the crust.
You know, did this like a year ago? It was Little Caesars.
Did they?
Hold on.
They did like
Pizza Hut was
pack.
The OG.
And now that's
part of the reason why they brought it back.
Ooh, man, Domino's and Papa John's. Y'all need to step into the game. I like this.
There's a pizza beef going on.
Pizza time.
National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go kick off with National Scribble Day.
That's basically my penmanship.
Yeah, when I was little, when I would get nervous, I would scribble.
It's actually very beneficial.
Is it really?
Yeah, for the mind and everything like that. It allows you to doodle and get out those anxious feelings and anxious thoughts.
I scribbled a lot. So yeah, I guess so. What's next, Ant?
It's the anniversary of a little blue pill. The house man rise to the occasion, if you may. On this day in 1998, the FDA gave the approval for Viagra, which is going 27 years strong.
Yeah.
Still haven't tried it.
Oh, there you go.
Thank God you don't need it, DJ Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.